June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Oh, it is the middle of June, so you know what that means.
Everybody loves lists. It's time for lists.
And that's what we're doing today. We're doing some Cowboys buy or sell for the 2025 regular season here on 105.3 The Fan as we do Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. Check them out at dmautoleasing.com. We're also here doing the Firehouse Tour. We're out in Arlington at 401 West Main Street. And we got some shout-outs from the last commercial break. Parker, little baby Parker, with his parents Rachel and Colby came through. And then we just had Philip, who had talked to you on you were talking to him on Twitter yesterday with his kids Levi, Jackson, and Aria.
Asked if it was fan-friendly. Yeah, mate. Come out here and check out the fire trucks.
Yeah, my kid is sitting in the front seat of a fire truck right now.
So, wow, okay.
It's a good time.
It's better than the back seat.
It's what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Dude.
All right. Hey,
Chubby. Rude. There you go. Speaking of lists and everybody loving lists.
Everybody loves lists.
I'm going to request Chris Arnold having a list tomorrow.
You're going to have to.
It's me and CA.
Oh!
Tomorrow. We may call it, I don't know what we're going to call the show. But he is in for
CNC.
You guys. The CNC Sports Factory.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Music Factory. Maybe we call it that one. But me and Chris Arnold rolling 6 to 10 tomorrow.
Nice. Look at that. All right, we're going to do some Cowboys buy or sell here. It's obviously a simple concept. I will list something out, a statement for you, state it as fact, and then you just tell me if you're buying or selling that as a fact. And I got one for every position group on the team. So we'll kick things off here. The increase in reps for Brevin Spanford in offseason practices means second-rounder Luke Schoonmaker is on the bubble heading into training camp.
Bye.
Time to show up?
Yeah. I mean, again, now, the Spanford reps were a little deceiving, I think, in what it meant for Ferguson. So maybe it works the other way as well, and what it means for Schoonmaker. But I haven't heard you say anything on or off the record that's glowing about Luke Schoonmaker whatsoever. So what has been holding him back the most?
Talent.
I mean, honestly, he's not shown he can play football at a decent level consistently. Like, he had traits coming out. I thought he was going to be good. He has not been good at this point. I had a miss on that one. Chop, buy or sell?
So this would be year three for him?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing that would I could say is that we've seen it sometimes where one person's getting all these reps and they're just seeing if they can do it before getting rid of them, and they already know about the other guy. But I don't think that's the case. Was it Dan Bailey that one year we just like Dan was out of nowhere, they just cut him. They just kept giving
Maher
all these
yarder at the end of the preseason.
And they're just like, and we're out of nowhere, they just cut Bailey. But I agree with Sean.
How long has Spanford been around?
This would be year
last
three.
Last year was associated. This is year three for Schoonmaker, year two for Spanford.
Yeah. Not good for Schoon.
Next one here, as we do Cowboys by ourselves. The Cowboys offense will be as good or as bad as Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton are.
I would buy that, but I think you need to include the entire line.
I think I'm just assuming a baseline level of play from Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, and Tyler Guyton, or Tyler Booker, that makes me say, I know.
But why are you assuming the Booker play after Guyton last year?
Because Booker is, like Guyton was a raw player coming out, Booker is not. Booker is kind of like a baseline. So the variance is not very wide.
Okay.
Guyton and Steele, the variance could be super poor or really good.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends on how they click.
I can buy that.
Chop, you're selling, though.
Repeat it so I can hear the exact phrasing.
The Cowboys' offense will be as good or as bad as Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton.
Well, the number one thing I would say is Dak health.
Which is tied to that probably in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so I'll buy it.
Yeah, I guess I will buy it.
Because you have Tyler Booker making the Pro Bowl.
Yes, I do. I do. It would have to be the entire O-line, but yeah.
Next one here on Cowboys by Yourself. Unless Miles Sanders or Javonte Williams shows themselves to be significantly better, the Cowboys should just start Jaden Blue and not waste time with mid-tier veterans.
Sell.
You're out on that one?
I mean, I haven't heard you say anything about Jaden Blue at practice.
Right, and that's why I would say, like, the idea being here is that just find out what Jaden Blue is, because you already know generally what Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams are.
Nah, we can start off with the vets, and then we can give the young kid looks, unless you're absolutely in love with Jaden Blue.
I have not been. He's been fine.
But coming out of college, prospect.
Okay, he went on day three for a reason. He's got a big fumble issue, but, I mean, he does a lot of different things for them
he's
as a receiver.
He's got juice, right?
Yeah, he's fast.
I would not let Jaden Blue anywhere near the field in the preseason, and I would roll with them week one, game one, snap one.
So you're buying.
Yeah, I want fresh legs at that position.
Next one here on Cowboys by Yourself. If Dak Prescott misses significant time due to injury, the Cowboys absolutely have to acquire his eventual replacement next spring.
Sell. They already have. Joe Milton.
That's a gamble.
I'll buy. I'm done with Dak if this is a disastrous injury season. I'm over and done with it. Figure out a way to get out of it or have him sit there on the bench like Deshaun Watson's going to do with the acquired replacement.
I agree.
You agree.
If he gets hurt again.
Bobby Bell agrees.
If he gets hurt for a significant amount of time, like, I still think he's a good player, but it's like, all right, if you're not going to be available, you've got injury issues that we need to start adjusting.
Yeah.
So I need to look at his contract real quick. Hang tight. So
I'll probably tell you, he's probably got a tattooed on his lower back.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to sell. You can't.
It doesn't mean you move on from him next year. You start.
Cleveland's doing it.
You acquire his replacement.
Yeah, Cleveland is doing it.
I didn't say, yeah, they can't move on.
Yeah, that's why I said acquire his replacement. Like, you start
now
figuring out how to get him.
Nope. Okay. Nope. I'm not getting his replacement until he's off the books and you can take advantage of the 4-year window or 5-year window.
I can see it.
Because he's going to have a cap hit. I mean, for crying out loud, if you were to cut him right now, it's a $180 million dead cap hit. Is that right?
Yeah,
and then next year it's $130 million.
You got to.
No one's talking about cutting him.
Oh, I know, but like
he's got to sit over there and rot.
To me, you're not doing the system right if you get his replacement and sit him.
And I'll add on to it: if he gets hurt again, that's probably as high as you're drafting.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
the rookie quarterback season could be bad too. But theoretically, you have a bad record and higher pick to get the quarterback.
Next one here on Cowboys buy or sell. Last one on the offense. If the Cowboys are running a true meritocracy, Kevontae Turpin should just be the team's third receiver.
Sell. I don't know. Kevontae Turpin has earned, you know, like the third wide receiver spot. I always said Kevontae Turpin was underutilized, underused, and just get the ball in his hands. That's what a coach is supposed to do. The man is electric. He's terrifying in any time he gets the ball, but he has obvious severe limitations.
Yeah.
So, no, he shouldn't just be given the third wide receiver role. But, yeah, get him creative touches, which I'm hearing Schottenheimer is going to do.
Creative, not necessarily make him the three, but be creative with him. He's cute. He's fun. He's fun to watch, right? It's a cute little toy.
I can argue Jalen Tolbert has earned the three.
Well, and that's that would be kind of
because of the touchdown catches.
Yeah, that would be kind of like the do you think Tolbert has done enough to like reverse the bust?
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or MensTClinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Label at no. this point to be like, all right, well, you can confidently run with him.
Maybe not bust might be harsh, but I'm not excited about Jalen Tolbert yet. Are you?
No. I mean, I think he flashed a little bit last year, and losing Dak hurt him more than it hurt probably any of the other receivers. But, yeah, I think that Turpin will be in a competitive spot. It's really hard to run out there with CD playing in the slot frequently and then still putting Turpin on the field consistently too. Next one here, as we look at defense, Cowboys buy or sell. There's nothing left to learn about Mozzie Smith. We know who he is.
Ooh.
Year three, just like Luke Schoonmaker.
I'll lean towards buying it. Even though I can hear Jerry Jones for the 50th time saying, Tom Landry told me he got to wait 3 years. I don't know whether that was for an O-lineman or what position it was.
I think it was D-line.
The thing that's contributing the most in my mind to saying this is Mozzie's body language at training camp. Now, again, that's a very small observation. I'm not out there in Frisco every day like Bobby, but I will... He had some flashes last year.
Yeah,
he did.
He had a couple really... It seemed like every game he played against the NFC East, he was awesome.
Shouldn't Eberflus be better for him? With the emphasis on D-tackle?
Yeah, if they plan on using him more like a traditional three. A one technique, a nose guard, not necessarily. But yeah, I mean, he's got traits where they could probably have him be competitive as a three.
What's your answer?
I know what I know, but I know what he is. He's a... C player at best. At best.
At best. Bobby?
Yeah, I think we know.
Is it more internal? Is that the problem?
Yeah, because, I mean, he physically looks good. And we've seen him. He flashes. A player who flashes, that says there's something wrong that's making them not a consistent football player that is broken. All right, next one here on Cowboys by yourself. With so much pass rush ability among their edge rushers, finishing outside the top 10 in sacks would be coaching malpractice.
No, because you went through the Eberflus sack stats, and I'm excited but not greatly confident about this group of pass rushers. Give me a name besides Micah Parsons,
Dante Fowler.
Sam Williams is a huge question mark.
Yeah, he is.
Nealon is not for sure. Ezeraku is a rookie. So, no, I can't say it's malpractice because... There's questions.
Sure.
There are questions.
There's more unproven than proven.
Sure. Like Fowler is obviously proven to be what he is, which isn't Micah, but he's proven as a good pass rusher. Micah is what Micah is. And then you've got what you know are traits, though, with the other three.
Yeah.
And so traits with two solid guys should equate to, you would think, top 10 production.
You would think, but Marshawn Nealon hasn't done anything, and Sam Williams hasn't really done anything, and obviously Ezeraku is not.
I would say finishing outside the top 10 in pressures.
Okay.
you know, just because the sack is look, it's great to get, but the pressure's almost equally as important because a lot of pressure can lead to turnovers. But, yeah, I would say outside the top 10 of pressures.
All right, and we'll do one more here, again, on the defensive side of the ball, and this is Cowboys buy or sell. If last year's third-rounder Maris Leofau can't start ahead of no-name veteran Jack Sanborn and journeyman Kenneth Murray, there's something seriously wrong.
If Leofau can't start ahead of the other two?
Mm-hmm. Murray, who's a journeyman and considered a first-round bust, Sanborn, who was an undrafted free agent 3 years ago, and the Cowboys scooped up.
And Leofau was what round pick?
Third.
No, I think that's a little harsh. I saw some decent flashes from Maris last year. I'm not down on him.
Right, and that's what I would say. If he's shown you those flashes, and you've got two guys who don't seem like starting linebackers.
Yeah, but you gave Murray. I don't remember what the money was.
They traded for him, and they signed Sanborn.
Yeah, I don't have to. I'll sell.
I sell too. Like, I mean, I think Murray has been kind of impressive at camp during these camp periods. And Sanborn is an Eberflus guy, so I get it. I understand it.
Yeah, again, I don't think there's something wrong there because, like you said, different scheme, different coaches that were a part of that draft. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All right, and that's your Cowboys buy or sell.
From our insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, who's got the family out here in Arlington, Firehouse number 1, 401 West Main. We got the fan bucket hats. They are gone, though. Whataburger, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers responsible for today's broadcast with the Hump Day edition.
Hump Day.
We got 1 hour left. After last night, do we have a brand new dynasty in sports? And we give away another pair of concert tickets before Brett Boone joins us at 9:20 here on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or Men'sTeaClinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.